Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 14th. You'll be interested to know, 148 years ago, today, in 1878, a small team opened the first public telephone exchange in a converted office, linking callers across town with live and helpful operators. The innovation made two-way voice communication practical, established a new service industry, and accelerated social and commercial connections. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy, and it feels like 36 degrees, with 8-mile-per-hour wind. Now, the sunset will take place at 4:36, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:08. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today, with a slight chance of rain showers between 9 and 10 in the morning, and a high near 49, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy conditions with a chance of rain showers after 7, a low around 34, and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 7:45 with the low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of rain through early afternoon and a high near 42, with a southwest wind 5 to 13 miles per hour. Thursday night will be partly cloudy and much colder with a low around 14 and west winds gusting to 21 miles per hour. Then Friday turns sunny with a high near 33 and west winds around 10 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, one New England offshore wind project has received court approval to resume construction after a pause by the Trump administration days before Christmas. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey described the ruling as good news for the Vineyard One project off Nantucket's coast. A federal judge issued a preliminary injunction against the stop work order for Revolution Wind, which will provide power to Rhode Island and Connecticut homes. Governor Healey emphasized that these projects are crucial for grid reliability this winter, lowering costs for residents and businesses, and creating nearly 4,000 jobs in Massachusetts. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont stated that Revolution Wind should never have been halted in the first place. Now on to sports. Mike Tomlin is stepping down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers after 19 seasons, marking the end of an era defined by stability and success. Despite rumors of his potential departure, Tomlin's resignation surprised many players who were unaware of the announcement during a team meeting. He leaves with an impressive record of never having a losing season and clinched his 200th career NFL victory this season. The Steelers will now search for their fourth head coach since 1969, prioritizing strong leadership. As for Aaron Rodgers, his future remains uncertain following a disappointing playoff performance. In local sports, Boston Bruins goaltender Jeremy Swayman stopped 24 shots for his first shutout of the season, leading the team to a 3-0 victory over the Detroit Red Wings on Tuesday night. Pavel Zacha, Fraser Minton, and Mark Kastelic each scored for the Bruins, who have now won 4 straight games and 6 of their last 7. The Red Wings' Cam Talbot made a season high-tying 38 saves, snapping their 4-game win streak. The Zetcha scored first, giving Boston a 1-0 lead, followed by Minton and Kastelic sealing the win with an empty net goal. Next, the Bruins will host Seattle on Thursday night. In top news, the Federal Trade Commission accuses a company operating an artificial intelligence search engine known as Pearl of rampant consumer deception. Federal officials allege that Pearl's operation has duped thousands of users into costly monthly charges. The lawsuit claims that Pearl locks consumers into recurring fees, ensnaring hundreds of thousands of people. Investigators say that users, upon clicking ads, are directed to various landing pages, where they are prompted to join a question-and-answer service for either $1 or $5. Once credit card information is provided, unwanted monthly fees can climb to $79. The suit seeks an injunction against the company for violating federal consumer protection laws. In business news, Bitcoin extended gains on Tuesday, climbing to a two-month high as United States corporate earnings got underway and investors absorbed fresh inflation data. The world's largest cryptocurrency was up about 4.5% on the day, trading just above $95,500, its strongest level since mid-November, according to CoinGecko. The advance triggered an estimated $587 million in liquidations of crypto short positions, including about $292 million tied to Bitcoin, according to CoinGlass. Ryan Rasmussen, head of research at Bitwise, noted that several global events remind investors why Bitcoin was created. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% to about $95,000. Ethereum is up 7.5% to about $3,000. And XRP is up 6% to $2.18. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. U.S. greenhouse gas emissions are rising for the first time in 2 years. A new report finds that surging electricity demands from artificial intelligence data centers and a cold snap are driving up emissions after years of declines. The U.S. is on track to record an estimated 2.4% increase in emissions in 2025 compared with 2024. Emissions tied to the power sector are expected to rise by 3.8%. Meanwhile, transportation contributed more greenhouse gases than any other sector, but saw little increase due to more hybrid and electric vehicles on the road. And in entertainment news, Kevin Spacey is expected to face a brutal cross-examination in a rare Hollywood insurance trial over the series House of Cards. In the coming weeks, he will testify in Los Angeles Superior Court, claiming he would have been suicidal if required to return for the final season. Media Rights Capital is seeking a payout of $80 million from Fireman's Fund, arguing that Spacey's issues cost his unavailability. The trial will address whether sexual compulsion is a legitimate illness under the insurance policy. Jurors will consider Spacey's credibility amid contradictions in his statements. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and writer, Bertrand Russell. And he said, "The only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation, as it fosters understanding and progress in a world increasingly interconnected by technology and communication. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.